Before listening to this reflection, you may wish to read an extract from John's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 1 to 8, where Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night. There is a lot that is attractive about the idea of new birth. When we arrive in this world, we are given an identity. Usually it will include a group of people, a family or village to which we belong. We don't get a lot of say in it, and perhaps I'd rather have spoken Swahili or Hindi during my life, but being born where I was meant that English is my mother tongue. Lots of things at birth are a given. Being born again is a radical idea. I'm not surprised that Nicodemus struggled to comprehend what it might mean, but maybe being born again is the easy bit. Because if we are born again, we need to learn again, to grow again, to fashion our identity afresh. The most remarkable thing is that this new birth can allow the excluded to belong and the unloved to be cherished. When faith is the only thing that matters, there can't be, or shouldn't be, any human characteristic that excludes someone from this family. It always strikes me that one of the most spectacular innovations of the Christian faith is the idea that it offers rebirth belonging. Through the broken waters of baptism, we are a new creation. We have a new language to learn, new brothers and sisters to love, a home where we are welcome, and regular meals which help us to grow. If Jesus models this for us, then there is something else we need to consider. Mostly when we think of the newly born, we imagine snuggling and curling, a tiny life wrapped up and held. That's how it began for Jesus and begins for all of us. There are, of course, those nativity infants in cribs who look rather different. Perhaps it would be kind to call their creators the theologically ambitious. And we see a mini man greeting the world with blessing, the face of a 30-year-old, on the body of a child. However, thankfully, most of the time we see in this infant all the hallmarks of humanity, crying, needing, leaking and seeking love. That's how it starts. But as the story develops, we see Jesus drawn out, reaching out to people, catching Peter as he sinks into the waves, breaking bread and sharing it with friends. And lastly, on the cross, the exact opposite of his infant state. Here, stretched out and wounded, there is nowhere to hide, no one to gather him up or to offer comfort. The invitation to be born again and belong again is wonderful and life-changing. Yet Lent also teaches us that it isn't risk-free or painless. From being held in Mary's arms to being held on the cross, we see that in new birth life lies a privilege and a responsibility, and falling and following our calling as Christians may leave us exposed and vulnerable. Those of us who have the experience of being parents will know that however much we might want to hold on to our children to protect and to minimise risk, we can't hold on forever, nor should we. And I want to finish with a few lines of the poem by C. Day Lewis, which reminds some of the reality of growing up and the space we all need to find our path. I have had worse partings, but none that so gnaws at my mind still. Perhaps it is roughly saying what God alone could perfectly show, how selfhood begins with a walking away, and love is proved in the letting go.